Natalie Caro, how are you?
Hello, Lockie. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
What's your surname?
My surname?
Yeah.
Pringle.
Oh, that's right. Lockie Pringle. Well, now we're on a first name basis, so we can throw the surnames away.
All right. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me today on Carve.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you in here. You're here today to promote your one-woman show that's happening at the Giant Dwarf Theatre.
Yes, next week.
Surrey Hills, next week. One night only.
One night only. Friday. It is an encore, mind you.
Yep, sorry, we should say that.
Encore. The first one sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
It did. In November, it sold out.
Yeah, and so the people just demanded more.
They did. I got a standing ovation. I got personal letters saying, we want it again, Natalie.
Wow. I don't even need to ask you to hype up the show. Standing ovations, personal letters.
It speaks for itself.
Your show is called Seeking Representation, and as we said, it plays at the Giant Dwarf. And based on what I've read about this show, it sounds like it's all about you just selling yourself to agents and managers and casting directors, all that kind of juicy industry stuff. Seeing as the show is about selling yourself, could you just like right now just sell the show?
Sell
to
the
me?
Show.
Why should people come see it?
Why should people come see it?
Why should agents come see it?
It's a giant showreel. I've put basically all of my talents in one compact little hour. So it's stand up. There's a bit of drag. There's impressions. There is sketch.
Oh damn.
There's some sketch in there. There's cameos. There's some famous people.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of famous people? What are we talking?
Famous people like celebrities.
In the show?
Yeah. They're played by me.
Oh, true. What am I talking
but
about?
Also,
I was like...
But also, you have to... There's some sneaky surprises, but you've got to be there to know.
Okay. Well, that's good. Leave it like that. Some sneaky surprises.
Yeah.
Going more about you, Natalie Caro, the comedian / DJ / drag king / other... such things. You have so many alter egos, actually.
I have too many.
Yeah. The one that is most prominent, I think, is Papi Chulo.
Yeah.
Could you talk about who Papi Chulo is
for me? Papi Chulo. Okay. So Papi Chulo is... I am a DJ, but I'm also a drag king, and I decided to have Papi Chulo as like a combined identity for both to ease confusion, but I think it's made things more confusing.
Okay.
Papi Chulo... is based off a song that I used to listen to when I was 8 years old, and I would do concerts in my living room for my parents and their friends.
Yeah.
And it's this full, crump, vulgar, like Latino song. And that's just the energy that I've carried into my adulthood.
Okay.
So I do drag as Papi Chulo, but I also DJ as Papi Chulo.
Okay. And for those who are listening to this and aren't, you know, super in the drag king circles, they might think, oh, drag king, that sounds an awful lot like drag queen. Is there any differences apart from the gender swap? Is there any major differences?
No, we're just as good. We're just as funny.
Yeah, cool.
It's incredible. A lot of work goes into it, drag kinging, like instead of a addition. Well, like drag queens, they do a lot of adding things. And then as kings, you kind of have to subtract. So, of course, there's like taping involved.
Oh, right. Okay. I see.
There's like minimizing features.
That is an interesting way to think about it.
Taking away. So it's kind of hard. It is hard to work with this canvas. But
minimalizing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
It's like subtracting, but still making it like something worth spectating.
Yeah, cool.
Like it's a spectacle, but it's not all the show and glamour and glitter. Unless you want to do that stuff and like gender fuck.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Coming back to this show.
Yes.
I guess it's sort of autobiographical. It's kind of directly from your perspective about your life.
Mm.
Like, was there a moment that kind of inspired this show? Was there a moment that you said, or was it just about, heck, I got to get a manager.
I got to get a bloody manager.
Yeah, like what inspired the show?
What inspired? I've been kind of thinking about it for a couple of years, and I'm like, will I, won't I, at a festival, etc. And then the big Mrs. Rona came about.
Mm.
She came knocking on all our doors. She's needy, that one.
Yeah.
But she, I was just like, I better do this. And what a catchier thing than to just put my whole life on the line and say, guys, I'm looking.
Yeah.
I also grew up like watching those videos on YouTube where people would promote themselves, and they're always like, I'm such and such and I am seeking representation. So hopefully it has the same effect on other people.
Yeah, cool. The show is, as we said, a giant dwarf, but after, I think on the same night, after your shows, two queers walk into a bar. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it a double bill or is that just a separate event?
Separate event. Yeah, right, but okay. Fun story, when I started the show, that was at Two Queers Walk Into a Bar Festival.
Okay.
So like they held a full queer programmed festival in lieu of the Mist like comedy festival that we had last year, and that was in November. So it's a good night. You should go to both.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
lots of comedy.
Make an evening of it.
Lots of queer people.
1 hour break in between.
It is Mardi Gras after all.
It is Mardi Gras after all. Exactly. Yeah. Straight back into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. On the ticket page on giantdwarf.com, I've been looking through it and I've just noticed that there's an option here where you can pay a special price of only $300 to get a VIP meet and greet. What's involved in that?
Yeah, well, first I want to say the Weasleys are coming to town and their meet and greet's $200. So $300 is not that much
you
more.
You thought might as well.
It's not that much more. I know my worth.
Might as well just beat them on. That's what this whole show's
that's
about.
That's what it's about.
It's all about knowing your worth.
Exactly. Yeah. So look, the meet and greet, I mean, there's a limited amount of tickets, but after the show, you can come up and say hello to me. You can probably buy me a drink. I'm happy to answer a question if you want, and I'll sign anything as well.
Wow.
And of course we take a photo.
Is there a time limit? Or like can we just if I've bought that ticket, could I just like hound you for the rest of the night?
It depends how much if I get sick of it or not.
Okay, cool. Also I should make note that's not the only ticket you can buy. Most tickets are going at $20, $25. So don't think, oh, $300.
It is accessible to most.
Yeah.
And there's also a nice little promo code. If you are a person of color, you can use the code POC.
Oh, cool.
And get in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming back to that, you are of Colombian and Chilean descent.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess like growing up as a mixed race kind of performer, you know, I don't know, your parents' background or whatever growing up, but how has that kind of influenced your comedy and your performance?
I do a lot about family and like the code switching that's involved with like different languages, Spanish and English, and the cultural differences. Like a lot of people don't understand growing up. I grew up so quickly because I was the parent of the house and having to do all the tasks. So there's just a lot of funny interactions, and my mum and my dad are great personalities. And I came out to my mum last year for the show.
Wow.
Because I was like, she's got to be a part of my life and watch this unfold.
Yeah.
And it was so special. And she has a large part in the show. So if you guys are mama's peoples or family people, definitely.
Wow.
You'll love it.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, we said it from the top. Got that standing applause, that standing ovation back in November, sold out.
There was
demand, personal requests for more and more. Go check out Seeking Representation, starring the wonderful Natalie Caro. Get your ticks on giantdwarf.com.au, and you can follow Natalie at natty_daddy. _.
The last underscore is really important because there's a man in America. Oh. We share the same one. He's a nice guy, but
he's nice
he
about
ain't
it?
Me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, ain't you.
We follow each other.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, we're besties.
That's cute.
Yeah, it is.
It's like I follow all the Lockie Pringles that exist in the world. There's only seven of us.
That's really good.
Yeah, some of them are in Scotland and Canada. So
you guys have a group chat?
We do have a group chat, yeah. You got to do that.
I need to hunt for all the Natalie Caros then.
Yeah, go do it.
Okay.
How many do you reckon there'd be? There'd be more than
when
there
I
are
Google
Lockie
it,
Pringles.
There's like maybe one on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we need to check who's on Instagram.
Go Instagram. Go LinkedIn.
We're going to go Twitter. We're going to go Snapchat.
YouTube.
TikTok.
There could be famous YouTubers. TikTok.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, beautiful. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much for coming in. Can't wait for the show.
Yay.